elevate every situation in our lives, and God forbid it shouldn't come to a point where a person needs substances and a person is in so much pain that if he was able to elevate it, he wouldn't need the substance. Because all the substances do is just block out the pain. Our job is to elevate things. This is what we have to do. This is exactly what the Nekuda is. So Rav Pinson speaks about that the month of Yud, what we're dealing with, the letter of this month is Yud. Yud refers to as Chachma. Chachma. Chachma means, is the first letter of God's name. The whole point of Chachma is finding the Nekuda Tova, the point in everything. Just like a Yud is a point, our job is to find the point in everything, find the godliness in everything. It's a Rav Nachman's first Torah in the Likutei Moharan. It's to find the point, to find the Nekuda Tova, the good point in everything, to find the, basically to find the meaning in the situation. Because once we have meaning, like Viktor Frankl says, suffering goes away. Growth comes. Or like Joe Dispenza will say, wisdom is the memory without emotion. What he's saying is, Chachma, once I go through, because every single event that I go through, let's say you get into an argument with your wife, you lose money at work, there's always an emotion after that event. Let's be honest. We always have, specifically us who are more emotional, we feel things more. You have an argument with your wife says something to you you don't like, what's the emotion? You don't just let it go. What do? Oh, anger. You walk around with anger. Now, if you recognize, okay, you know what? Maybe Hashem is showing me that I'm actually projecting. Maybe Hashem's showing me from that anger that I'm true controlling, or maybe it's something that I'm doing. Then I could look at the Nekuda Tova. I could look at the point in that, the Chachma. That means that argument had Chachma to it. There is a light in that argument versus the opposite. So the word Yud is Chachma. But if it's the opposite of Yud, becomes Davoy, sick. So either you're looking at Chachma through the eyes of seeing the godliness, or it's our ego saying, look what's happening to me. And this is it's a mind-blowing lesson if you recognize, if you play the Chachma right, if you play the Yud right, you'll always see the godliness. That means after every situation in life, you will be able to elevate it through wisdom. And that's the only way that the events do not continue to play over and over in your head. You have a breakup with somebody. Okay? Let's say you had a breakup with somebody. And you find out, you're listening to classes on the 40-day challenge. Oh, I know why I broke up. Not because my self-esteem is shot. It's because I got too physical. So you know what? Next relationship, I'm not going to get so physical. I'm going to learn from this. You just found Chachma. You're no longer heartbroken. You said, you know what, I have to learn from this. Or let's say in business, you know, one time I lost tons of money in a bad deal. Tons of money in a bad deal when I was younger. I trusted people. So that's the lesson you gave me. That's the Chachma. I no longer replay that message. It became now wisdom. So you have to, our job in this world is to ultimately elevate everything back to wisdom. If we do not elevate things back to wisdom, then we are suppressing, 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 and suppressing. And then we just blow up. We blow up. And there's no medication. There's no... Nothing is going to help you. Only bringing everything back to godliness. So without spirituality, I don't care how rich you are, what you got going, you're still holding on to energy. You're holding on to energy. And every energy, after every emotion, after every event you go through, you're going to have an emotion. And that's our job, is to take that emotion, bring it up to our Creator, and elevate it. We could do this by surrendering. We could do this by finding the knowledge and finding the Nekuda Tova. That is Breslov 101. Rav Nachman's always thinking, saying Azamra, finding the Nekuda Tova, find the good point in everything. Nekuda Tova is finding the good point in everything, which is finding the wisdom in everything. That is really your message today. Yesterday, tremendous situation yesterday. One thing led to another. And I recognize, oh my God, I keep on holding, keep on holding, keep on holding pressure. I'm not elevating nothing. So what happens? You feel worse and worse and worse. And this is where the morning ritual has to be. The morning is specifically is the day where you really take all the events and you really elevate them by not asking God to change, but seeing how you can change your perspective, how you can bring Chachma to that darkness that you went through, the Chachma to the business loss, the Chachma to the employee, whatever it is, That is really, really the message. You know, sometimes I go through tremendous amounts of challenges. And what is the Chachma? Reb Nachman says, any soul who has potential to bring people to Judaism and to God is going to have tremendous amount of trouble. So that's my sanity. Okay, this is what I picked. This is the package I have. So I can look beyond the situations, the people, and say, okay, this is the package. You want fulfillment? Trouble comes with fulfillment. Does it make sense that you should want to help people, you're going to get trouble? But that's actually how you learn the greatest lessons. So that's a simple way of where I can sit there and things that I don't understand, this is part of the package. Or we can look at our Shalom Bayit issues or you know, every single time we're trying to make peace with our family members, next thing you know, the minute we try, there's another war out there. And what did Reb Nachman say? Our life is a miniature world. As much as we want peace, there's always going to be a war. Don't spend all day thinking about it. The whole point of all this is to elevate everything back to godliness as fast as you can. Because if you don't elevate as fast as you can through proper meeting, we're going to tell you how to do it. You are going to walk around like a pressure cooker all day long. And I know the days that I don't have the head, but that's why we need prayer. Prayer is really his bodidut. If you guys, I'll even show you my new podcast, my sound, my music list if you want. But you need to be able to revisit those situations, find the chachma, find the meaning in it. And when you find the meaning, you no longer find suffering. You find the godliness. Either you're finding meaning or you're finding suffering. That is pretty much the equation of our lives. How we've grown in our lives is because we found meaning. Tony Robbins will tell you, I found meaning in the worst day became my best day because I recognized that I don't have to suffer. And because I've suffered so much, I want to help other people not suffer. So he found meaning in the suffering. He was able to help. I mean, every example pretty much is the example of this. And this is where our job is to find the chachma in everything. You should be looking at the chachma. Chachma also has the word, and that refers to the first yud of God's name. This is what the first yud of God's name is, chachma. The second hey is bina, which is understanding. The third vav is the emotions. And the last hey represents faith. So ultimately, our job is to complete God's name in our life by seeing godliness in everything. And there you will see, when you find the wisdom in everything, when you elevate everything through faith, it will no longer bother you anymore. It will no longer replay in your head over and over again. It will say, wow, I learned from this. That's exactly how you know you've passed the test or you went through a challenge and you handled it well. For example, in Elul. But you can't, remember, we cannot elevate things when we have no gas in the tank. So, that's wonderful. Elevate things in life. But there's no gas in the tank. What do you know? How do you know how to elevate? That means you can't, you can't elevate something with TikTok knowledge. You need Torah. Without Torah, how do you elevate things? How do you know what one thing, how do you know what a Tzimtzum is? How do you know what, without Torah, you can't do this. So this is where the world is stuck. The world is stuck because without Torah, Reb Nachman says, you can't elevate it. What are you going to elevate? Based on what knowledge do you have to elevate something, if you have absolutely no idea how the world runs, how God runs, and the Torah. So this is exactly why, this is what Reb Nachman is saying. No, by the means of the Torah, all prayers are accepted and requested, right? Because the grace of the Jewish people enhances it. And he says the word, what causes a prayer to get answered is these two words called chen. Chen. Chen is a chet, which means finding the chokhmah. Chet is the chiyut. Chiyut, chokhmah, wisdom, son is the same word. And the nun, right? Chen, nun, is referred to as malchut, which means faith. So the combination of two things, but Reb Nachman tells us, when we study Torah with koach, when we study Torah with energy, we are going to be able to see the light in everything. So the reward for you studying Torah is going to be the ability that you're going to see absolutely the light in everything. The fact that you could see the light in everything gives you the ability to elevate things. Once you elevate things, they are no longer in your head. That means you don't have anxiety. You elevate it to recognize, wow, God taught me a lesson. I'm elevating it. It is no longer in your head. You're no longer thinking about it over and over and over again. It is no longer a replay of the same emotion over and over again. And you feel completely depleted because those things have not been elevated. This is our job in this world, is to bring this world. There's darkness in this world, and darkness must be brought up to light. Why? Because darkness and light is really one. It's not a separate entity. Evil and light is not separate. Evil ultimately comes from good. It covers good. So ultimately, it's not like evil is a completely different entity. Evil has to be brought up to good at the end of the day. At the end of the day, when an addict goes through pain and recognizing, wow, I got a spiritual awakening, he no longer is thinking about what caused him the pain, because he recognized, oh my God, all of that was for a spiritual awakening. That is Reb Nachman 101. Reb Nachman, what he does is he gives us meaning on why we're going through troubles, why we're going through this, Shalom Bayit, etc. He gives us meaning. So when we have meaning, we feel consoled. Nachman, I will console you. It's not that the problem goes away tomorrow, but at least I'm consoled and I have meaning. That means I could be still going through that difficult marriage or hard time having a spouse or hard time, but at least I know this is a process. This is a relationship, and I know it's happening for me. If you don't have that, then you have the reverse. You have davoy. Davoy means inwards. Why me? The ego blocks the whole picture. That's what we have to ask our Creator. Creator of the world, let me see the chachma in everything. But you have to have gas in the tank. You have to have gas in the tank. For me, Baruch Hashem, because I've learned so much of Likut and Moran and all that, I can elevate things pretty quickly. I can help people elevate things pretty quickly, and I understand what the meaning, what God wants from them in that situation. Obviously, my tests are bigger and bigger, always. But I can help people. You can help people see what's missing. What is God? Why is God bringing him constant anxiety? It's because God wants him to have bitachon. He wants him to have trust in God. Why is that person going through such a hard time with this? It's ultimately, that is the goal. That will give you the peace. That will give you the calmness. And that is what you need to do in this world, is to elevate things. And this is where the Reb Nachman says, every Jew has to focus on the inner intelligence of every matter and bind himself to that wisdom and inner intelligence that's found in the thing. And the more you are mindful of that, the more light you get. Pretty much exactly how, the more energy you put into that thing, the more energy. For example, and he gives a beautiful example, how in order for us to develop our knowledge, we have to do a lot of crying out to God. Because crying out to God is a form of developing your mind. Crying out your God, you're trying to, what are we always trying to cry out for? We're always trying to make the unknown known. And that requires a lot of prayers. Reb Nathan says, this is when you hear a baby crying, what do you think a baby's doing? A baby's developing its brain. The baby crying is the same thing you should remember from you, the baby crying, you crying. And this is the way you have to cry to develop your mind. Just like the baby cries, you have to cry. Or when you even change your baby's diaper. Who does it? The mother. It reminds us of tshuva. Even in a changing a diaper, I could say, just like I have to change my kid's diaper, my creator of the world, he changes my diaper. He cleans up my mess all the time. This is what this whole thing is about. And that is how you can go through the day. Basically, you should go through a day. There's going to be a series of events that happen to you those days. And you have to wake up in the morning, the next morning, and elevate those situations where they no longer are in your head. They are no longer in your head. They are not brought up to wisdom. Now, you not only do you now have a better, because remember, after every event, now you have a different, you have more knowledge, more wisdom. What does wisdom say, or sages say? A person's wisdom lights up his face. Chachma, a person's wisdom, lights up his face. It doesn't mean that the guy didn't go through hard times. It doesn't mean that the guy didn't go through pain. But the guy elevated, or that person elevated everything back to wisdom, so now he merits that his face should have light like a sun. Versus there's a sun of light, and there's also a sun of darkness. There's a face of darkness, a face of of being lost, a face of enraged depression, a face of anger, there's also that face. That face is connected to the not the sun. That's the face of Esav. What was Esav known for? Esav was known for immediate gratification. Esav was, give it to me now. Give it to me now. I don't want to talk about the process. I don't want the chachma. I want fast results or nothing. The immediate gratification. This is why he said, give me some of that red stuff. What do you mean, give me some of that red stuff? That means the lentils were not even cooked. All his mind was instant gratification. That is why Yaakov had to trick him. Yaakov tricked him because Yaakov is delayed gratification. Yaakov was looking at the birthright. He was looking at the big picture. Esav was looking at instant gratification. So to the degree that we have instant gratification and we are not willing to endure pain, then we cannot elevate anything. Nothing becomes elevated. It becomes constant. So practically, if you tell me today, this Torah stuff is not for me. Well, how in the world are you going to elevate anything? Spirituality is not for me, or just religion. How in the world are you going to elevate things? How in the world are you going to elevate when you lose money, or when you have a fight, or when you get a divorce? How in the world could you elevate anything? That becomes your personality. So anytime something happens in our lives where we can't elevate it, then we get a mood, becomes a temperament, and it becomes a personality. And that's what we become. That's what we build. Oh, that person's angry. That person's this. He's bitter. That person's... what do you mean? There's no such thing as a person. That's his label. He's done 20. That's his name forever. Yes, that is what our life could become when we get stuck in the past. And getting stuck in the past is saying you haven't elevated that situation. Being stuck in the past is pretty much saying I have not elevated this situation that happened to me, and I've not brought it up to growth. I've not learned from it, and I'm still stuck replaying the movie over and over and over again. But what do we normally do? We blame the person and we blame God. Is that the solution? No, it's not the solution. That's the davoy. That's the yud inward. That's where the ego runs the show. That's exactly what the Yetzirah wants you to do. What the evil inclination wants you to do and the ego wants you to do is block the perspective, not let you see the meaning and everything. Instead of seeing the good, the chokhmah and everything, the sun, he makes you see the opposite. This is why Reb Nachman says, lesson 101. And what is the world all about today? The world's all about mindfulness. Mindfulness apps. But again, mindfulness without knowledge, what are you going to elevate? That's my whole point. What point? Okay, if you tell me God broke your heart to save your soul, and you're walking around with a broken heart, and you don't have any instructions on what happened in that situation that caused you to have a broken heart, did you come to a relationship with fear? Did you come to a relationship with codependency issues? Did you come to a relationship with the same problem, and he broke your heart over and over again, and you walk around with just, that's not fixing the situation. You're not learning from that situation. You're not learning from it. You keep on repeating the same package. That is just going to bring you the same results over and over again. Or the addict that comes into my facility and says, how long is this program? He's relapsing automatically. Relapsing. Because he's already out. His mind's not even here. He's already out. He's looking at this. This is an obligation. But the person that says, what do I need to do? Surrender. He's present. And by the way, another advantage to being present in life is you can only elevate things when you're in the moment. That's another reason. So if you know practically, if you're not in the moment and we can't concentrate on things, how can you find the light in everything if you're not even in the moment? If we're stuck in the past, you can never elevate it because you're defining the present moment from the emotions in the past. If you're in the future, right, you're so busy trying to prevent something happens, you won't be able to elevate it. So this is why everything at the end of the day has to be elevated, and we do this by learning Torah. And Reb Nachman says, learning Torah specifically with koach. Then he will be able to find the light in everything. But remember, I can have too much light. I ultimately need a vessel for that light. Right? Because if I don't have a vessel for that light, the only way to get that is through faith. The nun is the faith. what the nun does is it makes you recognize, because sometimes my wisdom can take me to very, very high places. So I always need a balance of that wisdom to be able to bring the light down, and that how you bring the light down is with faith. You recognize you have the intelligence, but you recognize the intelligence comes from God. That the intelligence is revealed to you because you let him in. If I try to have intelligence with anger or with this, I won't be able to get the inner light. So that's where it could, because intelligence could turn into philosophy. Intelligence could be into heresy. Not all intelligence is actually intelligence from our Creator, correct? But there's people, they'll come up with all kinds of theories today on light. Oh, no, all kinds of theories, but that doesn't have a vessel. That intelligence is not, it's not going to hold. I mean, you really have to do it through faith. Faith is believing that God is behind everything. Faith is believing that everything that happened was to show you that your job is to elevate things. And this is why we say, after a broken heart comes joy. Why would I get joy after a broken heart? Very simple, because when I have a broken heart, I can cry out to my Creator, ask him for help, to find the light in that meaning. Then when do I get the joy? I get the joy as a result of seeing the meaning at the end of the day. How many people all of a sudden they start doing tshuva? Next thing you know, all kinds of headaches come to them. All kinds of headaches. The beginning they started before they were okay, because what happens? They were out of bounds. So when you're out of bounds, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Nothing's counting anyway. If you're out of bounds, you're running out of bounds. You could say, "Hey, nobody's catching me. I'm open." Nobody cares if you're out of bounds. The Yetzer Hara is out of bounds. Forget it. Nothing he's going to do is going to shake up in heaven. But once you go into bounds, they say, "Okay, this guy has potential for good." So this is why Rav Nachman says the beginning of coming to our Creator is going to all of a sudden. Why? It's because the beginning of coming to our Creator is now all of a sudden you have to pay mishpat. You have to pay a price for all the times that that you didn't do right. Why should you get a free pass when there are people working 20 years on themselves and you just want to wake up and say, "I want to become spiritual. I want to do this. Where do I sign?" You know, this is not a conference. So they need to test you to see, is this guy really in it for the right reasons? Is he in it for the right reasons? If he's in it for the right reasons, then let me give him a little headache and let me see what he's going to do with it when he has the little headaches. Let me see if he's going to turn back. So this is why you have to go through the test. So you can also give meaning to that. When you have meniot, or when you have these obstacles and you have these confusions, you can recognize, you can give it meaning. So when I have resistance, I don't look at it as I'm being punished. I look at it, wow, there's gold on the other side of this. This is exactly where I have to plow through. So that now gives me the wisdom. I look at that pain as something to be excited about. Otherwise, this is a problem. This is a problem. This is a problem. And that's ultimately what we have to do in this world. We have to find the Yud. And this Elul itself, why are we speaking about the Yud, the Chochmah, in this month itself? Because this is the month where there is more ability for you to have clarity, because the king is in the field. And because the king is in the field, that is where you're going to be able to have ability to be to repair more. We just said yesterday that what we could do on these 30 days, it's like this 30 days is like a laundry, like a lot of cleansing. Cleansing beyond. Believe me, what I've gone through in 2 days already. It's like, you know, normally they put the max on low. This is on like super 5 times cleansing. Because remember, if I need to bless you, I have to cleanse you. So all the schmutz is coming out. All the dirty garments are coming out. All the past fights. All the garbage is coming out that was not dealt with. Because now it's going to be elevated back to meaning. And now you're going to walk in to Rosh Hashanah with a completely higher, different level of wisdom. And that's ultimately what we do. When you walk around, you see somebody that handles the situation well, he has wisdom and his face is different. The opposite. When people are not dealing with situations well, they are devoid. They are sick. They're not that sick. They're missing the light. They don't have the light. And we can do that by learning Torah. By learning Torah, Torah gives you wisdom, gives you that chen. And so it's not like, okay, I learned something at night. Okay, where do you think it goes? It just goes nowhere? No, it prepares you. So now when you do go through situations, those things can be elevated, mindfulness, and they can be elevated to God, and no longer are they in your head. So this is why all of the books, they're telling you the same thing. Focus on bitachon. If you have enough bitachon, anxiety goes away. Because once you have bitachon, you give everything different meaning. Or when you have emunah, you're not going to have the, God forbid, sadness, because you're going to recognize, oh my God, it's all from God. It's not from that person. So the core is really, really to work on these two things so you can elevate things. When I have emunah and bitachon, it's much easier for me to elevate things quicker than if I don't have it. Because first I have to search for emunah, and then I have to go deal with the original thing practically. And that's what our job is this month in general. This is our job in life, everything. If you're still replaying the event over and over again, it is because you have not elevated that event. And it's going to happen to all of us. There's something that keeps on replaying over and over, that we keep on getting tested over and over again. And it could be as simple as a low self-esteem. Low self-esteem is going to show up as rejection. We're getting rejected all the time. Why? Because when you reject yourself, the world rejects you. That's the way it's made. People are rejecting you. They're telling you that nobody's rejecting you but you. But when you reject yourself, why would the world not reject you also? The world rejects you. So what happens? If you're not learning from these rejections over and over again, then you need to understand that you're not getting the big picture. You're not recognizing that there's low self-esteem that your creator wants you to fix, and he wants you elevated back to wisdom. Fix the low self-esteem, and then you'll stop getting rejected. Because what happens when you have healthier self-esteem? You're no longer dependent upon people for approval. So how could you be rejected? You're not rejected anymore because you're no longer asking them for approval. Then how could you be rejected? But as long as you're asking them for approval, I have the ability to be rejected. And that's what our job is. And Hashem help us all. That if you're struggling with something, the only solution is the Torah. God gave you a Yetzirah. He gave you a Yetzirah. You cannot beat it by yourself. But he did give you the antidote, which is learning Torah. Learning Torah specifically, learn something that talks to your heart. It's not just about learn. It has to be something that talks to your heart, that you can grow from it. If you don't like this, try something else. It's not enough to say, I tried, it didn't work. You can't say that anymore. You have to say, for example, I didn't like this, I didn't like that, it didn't speak to my heart, I found Rabbi Nachman. That speaks to my heart. Whatever it is on your own level, you need to find something that talks to your heart that you could be enthusiastic about, because when you have this enthusiasm, when you learn, that then the rest of the day is a big elevation study. Everything becomes elevated. But you will never be, you cannot elevate without Torah. Because you have nothing in the tank. And this is where people are trying, they're struggling. Meditation is just going to calm your mind. Prayer elevates the situation. That's the difference. Meditation calms your mind. But prayer elevates it. That's why it has to be spoken out. Through prayer, you're not asking God to change him. You're asking him to change you. To find the chachma in everything. God, let me see the light in that situation. Remove the darkness that I'm seeing in that situation that's constantly doing. And this will get rid of most of our emotional issues. But if we don't, I cannot imagine what it is to walk around with stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of pressure and pressure. Years. Remember, our subconscious does not know if something happened yesterday or it happened 20 years ago. It's not being elevated. It's not being dealt with. Our subconscious has no idea. So when we're walking around depleted with no energy, we're walking around with over and our subconscious is basically running our lives. We're constantly easily triggered. It's because we have not been able to elevate the situation. And this is why our sages say, as soon as you go through something, find meaning in it right away. Try to find meaning right away. Because when you find meaning right away, it now becomes a wisdom, and that wisdom no longer it becomes part of your subconscious. But the more you repeat something, the more it wires, And then what happens is you walk around like David Hawkins, you walk around with a certain amount of consciousness, and then in that area, a fearful person will always be fearful about many, many things. That means if I have a situation that I felt and I left frightened and I felt fear, that fear is just going to now show up in every area of your life. So we all end up projecting fear on situations. Anger, I'll see angry everywhere. If I see joy everywhere. So it all basically, depending on what your consciousness is on any level, is what you're going to see in the world. And this is where our job is really, really to elevate things and find the chachma and everything. Hashem help us all. We should be able to get there. Have a great day.